WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cleared to partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 55 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Crashes in southwest Iowa Tuesday claimed the lives of two people and resulted in at least two others being seriously injured. A crash involving three motorcycles and an SUV Tuesday evening north of Council Bluffs killed one person and critically injured two others. Authorities say the head-on crash happened between 8:30 and 8:45 p.m. on Old Lincoln Highway. Now, details are still sketchy, but witnesses reported that as three motorcycles were heading south on the two-lane highway, one of them collided with another motorcycle carrying two people traveling north. One of the victims, a male who was wearing his helmet, died at the scene. Reports indicated his cycle was traveling at a high rate of speed. Two other motorcyclists were transported in critical condition to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A fourth person on one of the cycles and the driver of the SUV were not hurt. The accident remained under investigation. And the Iowa State Patrol says a Taylor County man died Tuesday evening after the van he was driving collided with a semi in southwestern Union County. 79-year-old Leonard Page of Lenox was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash on Highway 25 northeast of Lenox. Officials say Page was traveling south at around 5:15 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the van he was driving crossed the center line of the road and collided head-on with a semi driven by 59-year-old David Werner of Mason City. That accident also remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindeman Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
If you're thinking this is the year to upgrade your combine, but you're not thinking new, then stop thinking and act, because you won't find a better selection of late model New Holland combines than right now at Lindeman Tractor. This is Jay. Currently on our lot, you'll find over 20 used combines, of which over a dozen are recent CR trades. And when you act now, you won't find a better deal than here at Lindeman's. We've taken the steps to get you 0% financing for up to 60 months on any of these used models. So like I said, stop thinking, call us. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Governor Terry Branstad yesterday issued a proclamation of disaster emergency for Audubon County in response to recent storms and flooding. The county and other parts of western Iowa were hit by high winds and heavy rains on June 24th. Several outbuildings on farms were destroyed and trees fell on homes. In the city of Audubon, a grain dryer of the West Central Cooperative toppled over and ruptured a gas line. The incident triggered an evacuation and an hour-long closure of U.S. Highway 71. The governor's proclamation activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Program in Audubon County. That program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes of up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or a maximum annual income of $39,060 for a family of three. The grants are available for home or car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and for the expense of temporary housing. Original receipts are required for those seeking reimbursement for the actual expenses related to the storm recovery. The grant application and instructions are available at the Disaster Assistance Link on the Iowa Department of Human Services website at www.dhs.iowa.gov. And President Barack Obama issued a disaster declaration Tuesday for 47 Iowa counties hit by the recent storms and flooding. Branstad announced that Obama had approved his request for a presidential declaration, meaning the counties will be eligible to receive federal funding for recovery efforts. And those funds could go to repairs, debris removal, loans for communities, or grants to schools. Branstad said also that as part of the declaration, the state will receive funding to take steps to strengthen infrastructure and limit the impact of future natural disasters. Among the western Iowa counties included in that declaration are Crawford, Greene, Monona, and Sac. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet next hour here in Atlantic, and during that session, they'll act on a request for funding from the Cass County Historical Museum. During their meeting last Friday morning, the board discussed but took no action on a request for $20,000, which, if approved, would be made in two installments of $10,000 each. The money would come from the local option sales tax fund. The supervisors will also act on a request for a fireworks display permit and on the appointment of two members to the County Compensation Board. And if the paperwork is ready, they'll discuss and act on approving entry into a 28E agreement for mental health regionalization. Shelby County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved a labor relations engagement with a law firm for representation for the county in a regular Board of Supervisors meeting held Tuesday morning. The board approved the agreement with Ehlers Law Firm for a flat rate of $1,250 per month for a year. Supervisor Roger Schmitz said the law firm would represent the county on several issues. The county can terminate the contract but would need a 30-day notice. Supervisor Steve Kengel went on to say the law firm will take care of policies and job descriptions as well. And in other business, the supervisors in Shelby County tabled an agreement between the county and City of Harlan for the collection of delinquent parking tickets. Shelby County Treasurer Carolyn Bloom stated at the meeting that she has not had proper time to go over the agreement yet and felt by the next board meeting the agreement should be written and approved. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindemann Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindemann Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
If you're thinking this is the year to upgrade your combine, but you're not thinking new, then stop thinking and act, because you won't find a better selection of late model New Holland combines than right now at Lindemann Tractor. This is Jay. Currently on our lot, you'll find over 20 used combines, of which over a dozen are recent CR trades. And when you act now, you won't find a better deal than here at Lindemann's. We've taken the steps to get you 0% financing for up to 60 months on any of these used models. So like I said, stop thinking, call us. Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Amos Hofford, age 99, of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Amos Hofford will be today at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Norma McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A private family committal service for Norma McMahon will be held from 9 until 11 a.m. Saturday at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Edward Nissen, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Edward Nissen will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Maxine Schumann will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Pesci, age 98, of Harlan, died June 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Helen Pesci will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Joel Kirchhoff will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Kenny B. Mitchell, age 61, of Wyota, died this morning at his home. Services for Kenny Mitchell are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.